carries the winning run in game three. Fry, deep drive, left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
Hell yeah, boys.
David Fry continues to put his name in Cleveland's postseason highlight reel. Incredible.
Hell yeah, indeed. The show is back. Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive and David Fry's game-winning home run call courtesy of Turner Sports and TNT. And last night was not the game that Cleveland wins. You don't win games in Cleveland when your best hitter, Stephen Kwan, goes 0 for 4. You don't win those games when Emmanuel Clase gives away the game-tying home run and the game-winning home run, albeit to two of the best home run hitters of the last 20 years in Gio Stanton and Aaron Judge. You don't win games in Cleveland when you're against the New York Yankees in a game where your back is against the wall and you got one out. One out between your ass and a 3-0 deficit to start a series. You don't win the games in Cleveland where you went 3-15 with runners in scoring position and you had 11 men left on base last night. And yet, last night, Pedro Avila, Johnkensy Noel, Matthew Boyd, and David Fry etched their names in history, in Cleveland baseball history, in the hearts and minds of every Cleveland Guardians fans. That is how you do playoff baseball. I don't know I've ever been happier for this town. I don't know I've ever been more proud of this team. And we got a long ways to go. Hopefully, we got, carry the two, 7 more wins in it. I don't know if I'm going to make it through 7 more games like that. Even if they're wins, I don't know that I'm going to make it. But I can tell you that last night was all that is great about being a sports fan, all that is great about this town. And to people that say Cleveland isn't a baseball town, listen back to that clip of David Fry spanking a 2-run home run to win the damn game to stave off that 3-0 deficit, and you can kiss all of my ass if you still think it. I've seen the Pete Merrick tweet where Pete Merrick was just outside the stadium and you hear the swing of the bat, you hear the connection, and then the fans lose their mind. It is a good day to be a Cleveland Guardians fan, a Cleveland baseball fan. It is an F-off Friday. It is a football Friday. And we'll have a little smattering of football because the football doesn't matter as much today. We're going to have a lot of F-ing off because that's just Nick Wilson and how I like to get down. But today is about the Guardians. And today is about whether you can turn last night in one of the most fun moments I've ever had, screaming my head off, so that if you couldn't hear the people at Progressive Field, you could sure hear my fat ass in Wadsworth, Ohio, just calling out every single name: Pedro Avila, Johnkensy Noel, Matthew Boyd, and David Fry. We got Macaroni Baloney on the board, Mac Robinson. We got Jax Gregory, Sweet Young Thang, behind the glass there, and Katie Pollock on the 2020s. And across from me today, a man who was at the game last night, former Cleveland pitcher Jason Stanford. What's up, buddy?
Good afternoon. Happy Friday it is.
It really is.
Oh, it's, man.
And the fact that that came right around midnight was, in fact, we should have known. When David Fry steps up to the plate, it was too cute to have David Fry save the day heading into Friday, as you've said.
This last night was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Great game. Great atmosphere, you know, in the city of Cleveland. And the fans, they could not have been more pumped last night walking out. My son was at the game with me. 10 years old, he's getting high fives from men across the way because he's going, Yankees suck, Yankees suck. And I'm like, holy cow. It's like, dude, you're 10 years old and you already know, right?
Yeah. Well, not just that. Thank you for letting him say it.
Right?
Right? Because there comes a time in every dad's life where your kid's going to use that specific word at a sporting event, and you go two ways. And if you hammer them for it, you might lose a sports fan for their life. If you encourage it, you might gain one. I had that same situation with my kiddos as well.
The way I look at it, he has been in the clubhouse before. He knows what goes on in the clubhouse. He understands everything that is said inside the clubhouse, and he normally keeps it in the clubhouse. Last night was a different situation for us.
I know there's so many ins and outs of not just last night's game, but obviously tonight's game as well. And you're only as good as your last game, so this one has a statute of limitations. It's the one downside of going 3 straight games in Cleveland here and 3 straight nights. What I can tell you is when you think about everything that stands for this Guardians team. I mean, Stephen Vogt has said it a lot, and honestly, we do this to a cliche point in baseball. The, well, we're never out thing. For that game, and really, like David Fry, that home run was fantastic. The second gigantic home run, the third gigantic play in about four games for David Fry. We got nothing but love for David Fry. But to have a rookie who has been cold as the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean, to have a rookie in Junkensie Noel, who didn't know he was a rookie, just to have him step up and pepper that baseball. And I mean, he didn't, like, I've said this for all season. That dude doesn't kind of hit home runs.
No.
He only whole asses home runs, and that was just another case of it.
The swing, and I'm telling my son last night, we're sitting in the stands, we're over in the bleachers, and I'm telling my son, I go, when Christmas comes early for the guards, you're going to love life. And sure enough, he comes in, he pinch hits, and this was before he was even coming in to pinch hit. I'm just talking, you know, I'm like, he's on the bench. Christmas might come early tonight for you, kiddo, but we never know. On top of that, though, I go back in the reference, Major League, the movie Major League, and he goes, no soup for you, you know, and he looks and he's got, yo, no marbles, no marbles, you know, and he's looking in the dugout after Serrano hits that absolute moonshot against none other than the Yankees.
I gotta say, man, I lived and died 75 times yesterday, and I didn't see the Junkensie home run in real time.
Man,
I didn't, because after Hosey got out at first base in the ninth, I said, I can't watch. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter that this is true for every team out there. We know who the Yankees are. Yes. We know what they stand for. And listen, I do have actually love and respect for their fans. I don't think it's bad. If I won 27 titles, I'd be entitled to. And like if it felt like every time that my team had a chance to win a championship, they did, I'd feel that way too. So, like, I actually got love for how much they love their team, even if I think sometimes they're little spoiled little babies. So, like, it's not even about Yankees fans. It's about that team and what it symbolizes. And it doesn't matter that it symbolizes that for every other, you know, 13 other teams in the AL. In that moment, I said it, you don't win those games. And so the fact that you did, man, I don't know about sports. I don't know that that leads to you winning the series. I don't know that it leads to them imploding. But I know that is the kind of thing in sports that we see all the time. That is the moment, the nexus point where you go, the moment the Guardians went on that championship tear was the Junkensie home run into the David Fry thing. The moment that the Yankees really started to fall apart is when the heart and payroll of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, when they fell on their ass despite hitting, you know, a game-tying and game-winning home run. That is what that felt like last night. And it'll feel like that, especially if you can get that win tonight as well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
216-474. No, I mean, it just felt so... I just can't describe enough, but I'll be honest with you. So I wanted to go back to this. I turned off the game when Hosey got out because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't watch them have another thing, right? And specific to this team, like I just kept replaying those first two games and every opportunity you had to take that game, and you just kept shooting yourself in the foot. And in this game, you did everything right. I mean, Matthew Boyd, gives you five strong innings. And then, you march the bullpen right out there in successive row. Even Gattis, those first two at-bats. I mean, Gattis, the first guy that's up at the plate. And then you go to a Class A. And I know there's a conversation about how much you, or how you use Klasse, how you've used him, how you go forward. It's set up for a Guardians win. And the fact that it was Klasse that they got to, that's the kind of gut punch you just don't come back from. And so to see them come back from it in the way that they did, that it wasn't Hosey, that it wasn't Naylor, that it wasn't Kwan, that on a night where your best from your best wasn't good enough, to have somebody, that's Guardians baseball. No, that is what this team is about.
And it's been like that all season long. I think when we look at, you know, what Voth has been able to put out there day in and day out, it is somebody different. It is somebody new. That's been Guards baseball at its finest. And when I look at this team right now, they go down 2-0. They've struggled. They can't, you know, have the big hit in New York. They come back home. The fan base was electric from pitch number one. Matthew Boyd last night, for me, the way that he started out the game, first pitch breaking ball. You know, he's looking at Gleyber Torres saying, you know what, you're not going to beat me. You're not going to ambush me. I've learned from game one and game two what you're capable of doing. I'm going to go strike one, strike two. And then, you know, from my angle perspective, unfortunately, I couldn't see that breaking ball. You and I were talking about off air that was strike three.
Yep.
That possibly could have changed the whole outcome of the first inning. You know, and fortunate enough for, you know, Boyd, he did a very nice job. I'm looking at it too. It's the first starter in this series that's gone five innings. That is huge. That's a huge lift for not only the staff, but also the bullpen guys to know, hey, we do have some starters that can do it. Now, today, different light. Gavin Williams struggled at home mightily all season long. He's a young, you know, inexperienced pitcher when it comes to this type of atmosphere. But I will tell you this, the kid's stuff is electric. He has the stuff to come into this game today and show somebody and light somebody up because of outstanding fastball and good breaking ball.
We are still lit up here, guys. We want to hear from you. We are celebrating what happened last night for the Guardians, what could happen tonight. All show long, we got tons of guests today. We got Harold Reynolds coming up in just about 7 minutes here. Doug Glanville, another former baseball player, former MLB outfielder. He's covering the other series in baseball right now, the NLCS. He joins us at 3. Jason Pinkston is going to join us for about 5 minutes in the 3 o'clock hour. Oh, know this name? Rajai Davis is going to be joining us at 4. The man that hit the Game 7, what would have been the winning home run if not for the Cubs. But Rajai Davis is going to join us at 4. We've got Pete Futek for about 5 minutes at 5, about 4:40 there. But as we get started, we just want to hear where you guys are going into Game 4 tonight and what was the moment that it became real to you and what last night meant to you as well. We got that, but Harold Reynolds next on 92.3 The Fan.